Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and with all of the bad and disturbing and unsettling news, particularly news coming from Europe and the very heart of Europe, the edge of Europe, eastern edge of Europe, you could say. With all of that, and with the rise in crime in the United States, there's an encouraging sign that I wanted to point to you, which is the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, as currently constituted, with three new justices on that court, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett, those three justices are going to be joining the other four in hearing a fascinating case coming up, thanks to the work of the Alliance Defense, the Alliance Defending Freedom, and legal counsel Jake Warner with the ADF, joins us to talk about a crucial case defining freedom of speech and the right of living your own religious convictions, two extraordinarily important American rights. Jake Warner has been a legal counsel for the ADF's appellate team for 5 years, focusing primarily on protecting the freedom of Christians to freely exercise their faith in the marketplace without fear of government punishment. Jake, you there?
I am. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a great honor and pleasure. This is a case that has just broken out in terms of publicity, and it apparently is going to be going to the court in the fall of this year, the fall of 2022. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so this is a case about a web designer, so it's right up to date. And a web designer who provides artistic services and expressive services and her own creative services to help people design websites, including websites for weddings. So that's right so far. Her name is Lori Smith. She's in Colorado. What else can you note about her business?
Sure. Lori Smith owns and operates 303 Creative. She designs custom websites for businesses and individuals, and for some time she has wanted to enter the wedding industry. She wants to create custom websites celebrating God's design for marriage between a man and a woman. But a few years ago when she started exploring her options, she looked around and saw, well, if she entered the wedding industry in Colorado, her state could punish her if she declined to create custom websites celebrating views of marriage that go against her deeply held beliefs. You might remember the story of Jack Phillips. The state of Colorado tried to punish
Jack was
him.
A guest on this show several times. So, yes.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, the state tried to punish him multiple times for declining to create custom cakes that went against his faith. And Lori Smith saw that and said, well, I wonder if the state would punish me if I entered the wedding industry and only created websites celebrating the use of marriage that agree with my deeply held beliefs on marriage. So she sued to find out her constitutional rights before she was facing the kind of punishment Jack faced. And unfortunately, she lost at the trial court and then lost at the Tenth Circuit. The Tenth Circuit ruled that Colorado could force Lori to express views through her custom websites that go against her core beliefs on marriage. And that's when we appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And thankfully, this week, the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to hear her case.
So has she created and sold any custom-designed websites so far? Or she's just about weddings? Or is she just going into this wedding sector now?
Well, she hasn't entered the wedding industry because of the threat that Colorado laws pose
to
her.
But, and again, and a threat that was confirmed by the lower court decision, and now it goes to the Supreme Court. What's so extraordinary to me as I think about it, because when you're designing a website, it's even different from baking a cake. It's like making a painting. Do you expect that there are folks who would say that, let's say you do custom paintings. I know that I've seen people who have wonderful businesses like that. They'll do paintings of the founding fathers or patriotic scenes from American history. And maybe if somebody came to them and said, oh, well, I want you to do the Russian Revolution and show Lenin and Trotsky and Stalin going at it against the Tsar. And you say, I don't really think that's not for me. Would that be the same kind of thing here? But here they're talking about a specifically protected group, which is people who are marrying same-sex partners. Is that
well,
the excuse? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it depends on how the law operates. Here, the law would trigger if Lori entered the wedding industry and started creating custom websites celebrating the view of marriage that it belongs to a man and a woman. If Lori did that, then that's when the law would kick in and force her to create custom websites celebrating a different view of marriage. So it all turns on how the law in particular operates. And in our view, the government shouldn't have the power to force anyone to express a message that goes against their deepest beliefs. And one of the flaws in the Tenth Circuit decision was that it said the more unique that your speech is, the more ability the government has to compel it. And that's a very dangerous principle. The principle we're advocating for here in Lori's case is that the government shouldn't be able to force anyone to express a view that goes against their deeply held beliefs. And this rule would protect not only people like Lori who share her views on some of life's biggest issues like marriage and gender, but it would protect artists with wholly different views. For example, we don't think the government should be able to force a website designer who identifies as LGBT to create custom websites celebrating views of marriage that go against their deeply held beliefs. And if the court rules for Lori in this case, the principal should be able to protect artists everywhere.
And that should absolutely. And again, I think one of the things that this case forces people to recognize and to acknowledge is that freedom of speech doesn't mean just the freedom to say what you want. It means the freedom to not say what you don't want to say. Because if the government can compel you to basically follow their line on a matter that still has controversial different views attendant to that matter, then that is a clearly a First Amendment abridgment of the right of free expression, isn't it?
That's exactly right, and I can't stress enough that this principle is good for everyone. It protects everyone, no matter your viewpoint. Say you disagree with Lori's view on marriage. What we hope is that the U.S. Supreme Court issues a ruling that protects all artists and says the government can't compel any artist to celebrate a view of anything that goes against their core beliefs. And the encouraging thing that we have seen is that in recent years, you know, ADF has represented clients all across the country, photographers up and down the East Coast, filmmakers in Minnesota, and then some wedding artists here in Arizona. And thankfully, a lot of courts are now getting it right, saying the First Amendment protects artists in this way. The government can't force them to promote messages that go against their beliefs. And this way, the Tenth Circuit's decision in Lori's case was a bit of an outlier, and it's a dangerous outlier. Indeed, the chief judge in the Tenth Circuit called the decision unprecedented in his dissent. So we are super thankful that the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to weigh in on this critical issue.
Well, it is very encouraging. It's actually inspiring to read about what you've accomplished so far. And even Jack Phillips, the baker, who had so much problem with so much harassment, really, ended up, the court found that that had reflected hostility to religion and so tilted in his direction. May there be another great success coming up for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Jake Warner, ADF Legal Counsel, thank you for your time. We'll be back with maybe some more good news on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved Show, there is a new controversy about emojis. NPR recently published an article in which several interviewees share what skin color emojis they use and why they choose that specific color. The article then listed academic arguments for why using a yellow emoji is an act of white privilege. For me, it does signal a lack of awareness of your white privilege in many ways, said the Berlin-based emoji researcher, which is an interesting job description if you can get it. Her name is Zahra Rahman. She states in the article, Rahman's academic background includes a stint as a non-resident fellow at the Digital Civil Society Lab at Stanford University Center on Philanthropy and Civil Society, according to the researcher's website. I completely hear some people are just exhausted from having to do that. Many people of color have to do that every day. They're confronted with race every day. Zahra Rahman was quoted. But for many white people, they've been able to ignore it, whether that's subconsciously or consciously, their whole lives. The official Twitter account publicized the article writing, some white people may choose yellow thumbs up emoji because it feels neutral. But some academics argue that opting out of a tan thumbs up emoji signals a lack of awareness about white privilege, akin to society associating whiteness with being raceless. And okay, I understand that. I mean, one of the things that is ironic is I remember, most people, I think, have the experience of playing with crayons when you're younger, and you go a whole big box of Crayola crayons, and they used to have a color called flesh color. And the flesh color was not the flesh color that, you'd find with Condoleezza Rice. It's not the flesh color you would find necessarily with Ruben Navarrete. It's a flesh color of somebody who you'd describe as non-Hispanic white. But you can't have a crayon that's called that. Some academics argue opting out of it signals a lack of awareness about white privilege. And Twitter users criticized the articles for exploring what they said was a ridiculous topic. Chris Rufo, who of course is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, tweeted, incredible that it took 3 NPR employees to write something this stupid. Author and professor Dr. Gad Saad said, thank you for tackling the horrifying racism implicit in emojis. And a senior judicial fellow, Casey Maddox, tweeted, or, you know, maybe people use the option sitting right in front of them. Right-click on a Windows laptop, click emoji, type thumbs up. The option is the yellow thumb. That's not a mystery. And this is otherwise dumb, but others will make that point. Okay, does anyone have enduring concerns about the emoji racism? And this is one of those things where, honest to goodness, I do believe that we're going to reach a consensus here, that there is such a thing as too much race consciousness. Is that certainly racism, if you see it, you should go up against it. But, and again, they're talking here about how thoughtless it is for people to actually pick a different shade of flesh color, the old basically designation they used to use on crayons, that it's somehow unacceptable to pick flesh color if your own flesh is a slightly different color. And again, is it really the one thing I think you could say is that one of the reasons I think that there's more discussion about this now is not just the politics of it and the looming debate about reparations, which I'm afraid is going to break out and be an issue even in this, in some of the forthcoming elections and the midterm elections. But it comes about partially because there's so many mixed families today. They say that at least 30% of Asians who get married to somebody white who is non-Asian. I don't know if you use the term white, but people talk about white privilege, so why not? And among Latinos, it's a similar percentage. They're very high percentages, increasing percentage of black and white marriages as well. And so people will take a look and, well, let's see, look at the skin shade. How did this come about? Who did this come from? How did these families fit together? And I guess that can be intriguing, but frankly, the skin color doesn't say that much about anybody, does it? Really? And speaking of things that say something about you and who you are and who you want to be, the story, truckers from Scranton, Pennsylvania, who are planning to roll into Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, that's a week from today, say they'll call for justice for Ashley Babbitt, who died during the January 6th insurrection, in addition to other grievances. We're going to let our voices be heard, said organizer Bob Bolus. That's what he told PennLive.com, that's Pennsylvania Live, as he listed a number of issues the truckers from Pennsylvania are going to be protesting. Oh, they're going to be protesting foreign oil imports. Well, wouldn't the foreign oil imports actually make it easier for you to get fuel for your trucks? COVID restrictions and critical race theory. You are not taking any more of our rights away, he said. You are going to be giving rights to illegals. It's okay for them to do, but not for us as American citizens. We want the pipeline put back into service. We want fuel back in our country. We want to go back to where we were before instead of giving the rights to foreign countries to put the services to put the screws to us because they are feathering their own nests. It is unclear how many truckers will be joining the protest convoy. There's also a new alert. They're summoning at least 700 National Guardsmen to be ready for the arrival of the new Freedom Convoy. And Ashley Babbitt, who they're calling justice for, she, of course, was one of the rioters on January 6th who tried to go through broken glass in a window going into the House chamber and was shot, unfortunately, and killed. Justice for Ashley Babbitt means we'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most states are lifting mask mandates for restaurants and businesses as cases of Omicron variant drop around the country, but many school requirements are still remaining. Children are at a lower risk of severe illness or death from COVID-19, which scientists now believe is because kids better mobilize a first line of immune defense. Despite this, many schools believe mask mandates are still essential to protect teachers, staff, and family members. Those who want the school mask mandates to end say mask masks are bad for student-to-teacher interactions, language development, and can cause anxiety. Ukraine has shifted to a war footing, declaring a state of emergency, beginning to mobilize reservists, and calling on citizens to immediately leave Russia amid warnings of imminent full-scale invasion, which could happen as early as tonight. The United States rolled out further sanctions today, targeting the company constructing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Michael Medved show, the elections are looming. The State of the Union is looming. The President's final decision on selecting a new justice for the Supreme Court is looming. This is all coming together, and it's coming together very quickly. There's a poll that shows good news for, it's a data orbital poll that was taken February 11th to 13th. It showed that the Trump-endorsed candidate, who is a TV newscaster named Carrie Lake for governor of Arizona, the fine governor of Arizona, good Republican, mainstream Republican, Doug Ducey, he is term limited. He's not running for governor. He had been under some pressure at one point to run for the U.S. Senate, but he's not doing that. That's considered to be one of the most vulnerable Democratic Senate seats. It's former astronaut Mark Kelly who holds it, who has been less than inspiring during his time in the Senate. And he's running now for a full term on his own. And we will see what happens. But in the governor's race, the former TV newscaster Carrie Lake, the Trump candidate, is slightly ahead of the Arizona Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, in a hypothetical matchup. It's 43-41%, so it's in the margin of error. Meanwhile, Hobbs led the remaining GOP contenders in head-to-head contests. Hobbs led former Representative Matt Salmon, who was an outstanding member of Congress, but just 41-39. Businessman Steve Gaynor, 41-39, and former State Board of Regents Secretary Karen Taylor Robinson, that's 42-37. That's all very close. Meanwhile, Mark Kelly, who you may remember is the husband of former congressperson Gabby Giffords, launched the first TV ad of his reelection campaign. And in that ad, he talks about his family living paycheck to paycheck. The ad will run in Phoenix and Tucson markets. And one of the points that the National Journal makes about that says Mark Kelly's first TV spot is very similar to another vulnerable Democratic senator's first ad, Raphael Warnock, the senator from Georgia. He's being challenged by Herschel Walker. And isn't it amazing for people who say we have no racial progress in this country, that we're incurably, irredeemably racist? Here you have two major parties, and both of them are going to be nominating for the United States Senate. One incumbent senator, both candidates, Warnock and Walker, are black men. And they rated to be a very, very close race, according to all the polling. In any event, the National Journal goes on in the TV spots for these two Democrats who need to defend their Senate seats because, of course, control of the U.S. Senate can be swung by one switch. And, of course, then you also have to defend your own turf, even if you get a switch with Warnock and Kelly. But it's very, very crucial because one of the things that we've learned recently is how important every vote is. Every vote in Congress, every vote in the House and the Senate, but every vote that determines who goes to the House and Senate and more. But in their opening salvos of the race, both Democrats acknowledge that things aren't going well in the country right now. Well, duh, when the it's 62% who think we're on the wrong track and 27% who think we're headed in the right direction. If folks really do think we're headed in the right direction, I wish they'd talk about how. The market down again today, and yes, a lot of it is Ukraine, over 400 points. That's not the right direction. And that may be the savvy approach right now, they say, that staking themselves out, these candidates, as empathetic senators who understand what ordinary citizens are going through right now. That whole term, empathetic, the whole definition of empathy is that something that politicians do. And of course, that relates to the way that they sold Joe Biden during the Democratic convention. A great deal of the programming on that basically glorified reality show was about Biden's life history and the suffering that he had and the tragedies that he had. And he had genuine tragedies with his wife being killed when they had three little kids. Well, his tiny daughter was killed too. And that because of his own suffering, Biden is so empathetic. So do they do that with Warnock and Kelly? Well, they imply it, but don't necessarily relate it to the campaign. That may be the savvy approach right now, writes the National Journal, but the problem is that voters have soured on President Biden. The most recent Gallup poll had Biden at 41% approval, and he's been mired in the low 40s for months. Acknowledging things are bad is one thing, but if the national environment isn't going to improve before Election Day, empathy will only get Kelly and Warnock so far. And it's not particularly far at all. There's a New York governor's news. The former hedge fund manager Harry Wilson, who is a Republican, announced his candidacy for governor yesterday, shaking up the race for the GOP nod just a week before the party is set to hold its nominating convention. After running for state comptroller in 2010, Republican leaders have tried to convince Wilson to run for governor, in part because Wilson's wealth could help alleviate fundraising concerns. After taking a pass in 2014 and 2018, Wilson says that he's in for 2022, and according to Fox News, he's planning on putting $12 million of his own money into the race. Can you imagine, I mean, again, if you had enough money so that you could consider even placing $12 million into buying billboards and placards and TV ads and things that pretty much nobody outside your immediate family and political circle, especially since he's not going to win for governor of New York, and nobody is going to particularly remember what that money meant or how it was spent. His television ads are expected to begin hitting the air today. So we should look out for those. Meanwhile, a Siena College poll found that the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, the Democrat, she was the lieutenant governor who succeeded Andrew Cuomo when he went on to, well, it's not actually his reward. He's in retirement now, but looking for other political opportunities. So is Bill de Blasio, both out of the picture. But Kathy Hochul is leading the Democratic primary with 46% support, followed by New York City public advocate Juman Williams. He is at 17%, and a more moderate Democratic candidate, Tom Suozzi, at 9%. Kathy Hochul is a big star for the Democratic Party, and I'm just writing about this right now. I think that there's such a desperate longing, and I think it's in among Republicans as among Democrats, among Americans. We should be spared another Trump-Biden race. Wouldn't you prefer? I mean, Groundhog Day is a great movie, but if that's applied to elections, oh, is that Trump and Biden again? We're going to relive that story? How will the debates be this time? Kathy Hochul is one of those people are looking at. She has been in Congress, and she's a pretty slick politician. Democratic possibility, more coming up.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll-free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Remember, we have had a great deal of argument about the skin shades in emojis, and also this also applied to religion. And right now, there is a not only the idea that the old debate about what skin shade Jesus was. There's a piece in the Spectator. It's the International Spectator by Michael Warren Davis. And he writes, back in 2020, we had the saga of White Jesus. An ex-pastor named Sean King, who, by the way, was one of those people who portrays himself as black, even though he grew up as white. And if you look at Sean King, we'll leave that aside. In any event, Sean King urged Black Lives Matter activists to destroy images that made Jesus look European rather than Palestinian, Middle Eastern, and Jewish, but still. The trouble is that ancient Jews actually did look Mediterranean because, well, they were. That big blue thing to the west of the Holy Land, that's the Mediterranean Sea. Mr. King was probably thinking of the Arab Muslims who now live in Palestine, but they only showed up around the year 640, which is true and worth remembering, when the Rashidun Caliphate invaded the Levant and killed most of the Jews and Christians around Jerusalem. Awkward. Anyway, White Jesus is out, but now, thanks to a Baptist minister named Simon Woodman, we have a replacement. You'll pardon the expression, trans Jesus. A clip of Reverend Woodman speaking on a queer theology panel. This is a Baptist pastor, made the rounds on Twitter. After saying that God is queer, he claims this. Listen.
So if we think of Jesus as the one who reveals God, I was really struck by Angela saying earlier that God is queer. And I think As humans, we have a tendency to construct God in our own image rather than to recognize that we are made in the image of God. And therefore the dominant expression of humanity ends up writing itself onto God and making that God. And I think in the story of Jesus, the stories of Jesus' life, we find that being broken down in some quite radical ways, which is then having the knock-on effect of altering the way we understand who God is in relation to humanity. So I think Jesus transgenders himself on a number of occasions. I think, you know, just a little phrase where Jesus is lamenting over Jerusalem, longing to gather Jerusalem as a mother hen gathers her chicks. I think if you look at the foot washing from John's Gospel, foot washing elsewhere in both Old and New Testament, it's consistently done by women. And yet Jesus takes that on. People often cast that as being the servant's role. It was the woman's role. Mm. And Jesus does it and becomes the woman at that point. And I think, you know, we've observed that, you know, he's unmarried, he's childless, he defies gender and sexual norms of his day, he's known for associating with those whose own sexual history or gender identity may be ambiguous. So I think in Jesus we've got a revelation of God as encompassing far more than what historically and recently at least Christians have tended to construct God as being. And I think there's a bit of an antidote to heteronormative idolatry in the story of Jesus.
Heteronormative idolatry in the tradition. What's interesting about that clip, it seems to me, and listening to it again, is you can hear that they're speaking in church. In other words, you hear the echoey quality of the sound and of his voice, of Reverend Woodman's voice. I mean, the idea that because you're trying to glorify trans everything, and yes, that trans swimmer, the a former young man who is now doing very, very well in swim meets all around the world. Okay. The idea that this is a trans moment and that everything, even the New Testament, has to be seen in that regard. And by the way, when they talk about it being the woman's role to wash feet, there are a lot of Jewish traditions. And I don't know all of them, but I certainly would know that one. That doesn't exist. That is not a Jewish tradition. It's not part of Jewish law where it's the woman's role to wash someone else's feet. And I think the whole idea, what he acknowledged there, is that it clearly is a servant's role, because even in the ancient Near East, if somebody's going to be washing feet, wouldn't it make more sense for somebody to wash your very own feet? There was also a Russian TV show earlier today, speaking of things that are washing, this is brainwashing, that showed an alleged shelling of journalists by the big bad forces of the Ukraine. And yes, they do have an army and they have a navy, they have something of an air force, and they show a video where it's just so obviously fake. It's like the kind of movies that some kids would make in high school, where when they first show the shooting and the alleged shelling of the journalists, it sounds like a firecracker going off in the background. It sounded like this. See if this is convincing you about war crimes by the Ukrainians. Clip 14.
Жители покинули свои дома еще в 2014 году, когда...
Тихо.
Что такое?
Огонь! Забор!
Ложись, ложись!
There it is. And again, we'll have to post it at michaelmedved.com so you can watch it and judge for yourself. The foreign minister of Ukraine, whose name is Dmytro, he's Ukrainian, Kuleba, he was actually talking about the plans that the nation of Ukraine has for its own defense. This is clip two.
We have two plans. Plan A is to utilize every tool of diplomacy to deter Russia and prevent further escalation. And if that fails, plan B is to fight for every inch of our land and every city and every village. To fight until we win, of course.
To fight until they win. No one is giving them much of a chance, but the gallantry and the determination. And apparently that appears to be, according to many people, observers, that is the spirit in Ukraine, which is not ready to just roll over in the face of onrushing Russian tanks. And this is Kuleba, Dmytro Kuleba, the foreign minister, to talk about why he believes Putin is doing what he's doing. This is clip six.
It's dangerous for President Putin, who runs an authoritarian regime, to have a successful democratic country next to him. And Ukraine, because if the Russians see that democracy is possible in Ukraine, that market economy without corruption can work in Ukraine, then why shouldn't it work in Russia? And this is the fear that he has. And this is, in the last 8 years, Ukraine has made a lot of success in reforming itself, in aligning with Europe, in redirecting our trade, and in introducing what you would call a Western style of life in our daily routine. And this is poses a danger for President Putin. That's why he looks for pretexts, for excuses, but NATO is not the reason.
NATO is not the reason. The guy is good and a fine representative for his country. May they enjoy some success in turning back this miserable threat. Together with a coalition, and it's a huge coalition. It is led by the United States of America, which, seeing its purpose in uplifting humanity, remains this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.